Proverbs Every Day, episode 303. Today we're talking about breaking the law. Or maybe not breaking the law. How governments work and how laws work and how we should work within that. All right, first, let's take a moment of prayer and then we'll get into this, all right? Father God, thank you so much for all that you're giving us every single day. There is so much out there against us, Father, but you say again, again, and again that you are for us. So, Father, today, help us today to be people that have the character worthy of that, that are motivated and excited to be your representatives out in the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Tickety-tock, tickety-tock. You know what time it is. Woo! Give myself the hiccups doing that. Oh, we might have to pause. Oh, goodness. Okay. We're going to see if this goes away or not. I was laughing so hard. All right. I'm going to take a pause and I'll be back when I'm. I'm not so bad because I made myself laugh so much. All right. Be right back. All right. Thor says they've gone away and almost enough. They're still there, but we're going to continue on. Deep breaths. Okay, here we go. Proverbs 28. Reading from the New Living Translation. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them. But the godly are bold as lions. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. I mean, I think I mentioned last week that there is a belief going around, something we've been praying for since COVID, that there would be a revealing, an exposing of this moral rot. Now, I want to be clear here. I don't think we're there yet. But the caution here is that the government topples easily. But wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. And like I said, I don't think we're there yet. It's a mission of mine. I can't influence leaders at the top. Not currently. Not in my current state. If God brings me there, so be it. But we need the better leadership. But that moral rot, that's something that just has to be dealt with. And unfortunately, I think our system is, in the United States anyway, is I don't want to say it's beyond hope, but it is pretty bad. The ability for people to have their own agendas and have them push through and literally keep all of us on the hook for it is kind of astounding, is the honest truth. I it's really hard to get beyond that. When you have anything that has any hope of passing in Congress right now, it never is what it seems to be, because you have all these things that are latched in with it. And so you have all this corruption and like agendas that go with everything. Well, that's moral rot. When you have a defense spending bill that also includes things like farm subsidies that have nothing to do with it, or, you know, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that when you combine those things so that making it impossible for one to be reject what has been added because of the importance of what has been there at its core, that's morally wrong in my mind. And I think a lot of people agree with me, but there's not a lot of people that are willing to do something about it. So ultimately, yeah, it comes down to what are we willing to do? And like I said, I think it's going to take a lot more than just an election. You know, we have got to care and get people in there that care. That's just the way it has to be. Anyway, I'll get off that high horse for a moment. More to come. Okay, verse 3. A poor person who oppresses the poor is like a pounding rain that destroys the crops. Yeah, actually, so it's interesting. Oh, interesting. These hiccups, I swear. This is actually becoming not funny anymore. But a poor person who oppresses the poor. I think I've seen a quote somewhere, or maybe I just made this up in my mind. I don't know. But it seems to me, regardless, that people who oppress others have been oppressed at some point in their lives as well. In other words, it's sort of like people that commit crimes are people who have been the victim of crimes. It's wild that this has to even be talked about, but it is, it's a pounding rain that destroys the crops. It's like something that should be good is rain, but if you're a poor person oppressing other poor people, oh my gosh, come on. Silly hiccups. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. This is getting redonk. All because of one little thing I found funny. Anyway, verse 4. To reject the law is to praise the wicked. To obey the law is to fight them. And I talked about people who change the laws, but we need to be willing to live within those laws as well. And if necessary, to elect those that are willing to change them as necessary, but we need to follow the laws while they're the laws. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand completely. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich. Young people who obey the law are wise. Those with wild friends bring shame to their parents. Or their father, okay. Income from charging high interest rates will end up in the pocket of someone who is kind to the poor. Yeah, this challenge. It's very temporary, in terms of like what you can get out of someone. Verse 9. These hiccups just won't go away. God detests the prayers of a person who ignores the law. We don't hear that very often. And I'm pretty sure that this, I could be wrong about this, but oh my goodness. The law here is not referring to like Torah. This is like generally order of a society, you know, that sort of thing. So just FYI, it's not just a simple God detests the prayers of someone who isn't reading the Bible or whatever. Oh, goodness. Verse 10. Those who lead good people along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the honest will inherit good things. Verse 11, rich people may think they are wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them. In other words, here it's not being rich that makes you wise. However, we would be remiss if we didn't remind you that we see that wisdom causes riches. So it's kind of one of those weird things where how is anybody taking me seriously right now? Just because you're out of status does not mean that affects your ability to have wisdom. It is given freely to all of us, regardless where we are. When the godly succeed, everyone is glad. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. That actually is true, and it happened pretty recently, if you really think about it. Maybe I should let it go with that, yeah. Verse 13, people who conceal their sins will not prosper. But if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who fear and do, so fear to do wrong. Or those who fear the Lord. Okay, that's what I was wondering. But the stubborn are headed for serious trouble. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to the poor as a roaring lion or attacking bear. A ruler with no understanding will oppress his people, but one who hates corruption will have a long life. A murderer's tormented conscience will drive him into the grave. Don't protect him. The blameless will be rescued from any harm, but the crooked will be suddenly destroyed. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies ends up in poverty. Yeah, that's... Honestly, it sounds weird to say this, but I actually have to remind myself of that sometimes. Sometimes when it feels like I'm just in that place of calling and that, you know, I'm where God wants me to be sort of thing, it's pretty easy to be lax and not work as hard. But ultimately, yeah, that can become a fantasy, and it really shouldn't. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. Showing partiality is never good, yet some will do wrong for a mere piece of bread. That's kind of an interesting contrast, isn't it? Between, you know, doing partiality being like excessive good to one person, but people doing wrong for a mere piece of bread, it's kind of an interesting counterpoint to that. Greedy people try to get rich quick, but they don't realize they're headed for poverty. I say this a lot, and it is really important to realize that there's this cultural thing going on that rich people are greedy. But if you really look at the behavior and look at what is going on, you realize that that's just not the case across the board. Actually, the wealthy tend to be more generous. It's the people that want to have these, I deserve this, you have this and I should have it kind of mentality. They may not say it that way, but that's their heart. That's their character. That's their character. So it is kind of, sorry. Someone was clawing at my feet again, which, you know, given everything that's going on, do I really need clawing at my feet? Why? So, it's not a path to riches. It's a path to just more poverty. Because the problem is, as we said before, it's like, if you are trying to get an angle on somebody, somebody's going to try and get an angle on you. It's just, you're setting yourself up for it. Verse 23. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism more than flattery. It's very true. It's hard to hear. Hard to hear sometimes, but it is true. Yep. Anyone who steals from his father and mother and says what's wrong with that is no better than a murderer. Ouch. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Those who trust in their own insight are foolish. Anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. And again, the notion that giving to the poor is something somehow going to be just this is gone forever kind of a thing is not the mentality that you should have when you're giving. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. And this is probably one of the most torturous readings I've ever had you sit through. I apologize for my hiccups and that I could not get them to go away. I actually paused several times, but it's just one of those where apparently just didn't want to stop. So just going to do it like it is. It's like being live, only not just a slight upgrade from that. You know, if this were live, I would be probably crying by now. But yeah, I'm going to go stand on my head. Be blessed by the best. And then go be a blessing to all the rest. I love you guys. And Lord willing, I will see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Made wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise. Get wise, it's no surprise, proverb a day. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. In every verse, there's a lesson to learn. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, open your eyes. Read a chapter every day. The day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. So grab a new version of the book every month, a whole new look, reading a chapter every day. Let the words of wisdom show you the way.